You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Kept it close to the house this weekend, Brian. Got out a little bit, went and did my nature walk, ran into a little bunny rabbit on a trail.
You should take it home?
No. You know, I'm afraid of animals, being rabid or, you know.
Big grown woman, afraid of little animals.
They could be rabid, Brian. Like, how do you know if somebody's rabid?
Snakes, I can understand. Spiders, I can understand. A bunny rabbit?
It could have rabies.
Oh, Lord. What else you do?
And just that thought is why today Kansas City is asking folks to wear masks. You just don't know what someone else has.
Right.
And it's a way to slow the passage of coronavirus.
What a transition that was. That was wonderful. Look at you.
I've been doing this for a minute, son. You know what I'm talking about.
You really have, though. A couple minutes. Let's go.
Hey.
Percocet.
What?
Miley Percocet.
What did it do? No, the part we want you to know is this part right here.
Mask on. Mask on.
All right, let me turn that part down. Okay.
I be with you like, fam, you got to have this stuff cute. Early in the morning, 9 a.m. Percocet.
I mean, I just pulled it up and said clean. Wear your mask today, y'all. It's mandatory. It's mando.
Tomorrow, Wyandotte County will be enacting the same sort of guidelines for folks. On Friday, our hot trending topic was all about whether folks were prepared to wear their mask. At first, we didn't know that this was actually going to happen, but talk was out there that it would.
Mm-hmm. Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
Oh, boy.
Did you mask up this weekend?
Absolutely. I actually DJed for the class of 2024 with my good folks at Suburban Balance. We had a little celebration for them at United Believers Church across the way. Shout out to...
I saw you. I thought that that was something old.
Pastor Edwards.
But you were DJing with a mask. I saw that.
Yeah, so I did have my mask on. And that's really all. Oh, I went to Sunfresh yesterday, too. I had to go get some fruit. And I had my mask on there, too.
And what did you see in the store? Were people masked up?
It was probably about half. About half the people had on masks, half didn't. But it got to be 100% starting today. Hope y'all take notice.
I've got a question for Mayor Lucas. I don't know if I have to wear my mask when I'm out on the nature trail. There's not a lot of people out there. So do I have to wear my mask outside? Or is it just inside with folks? We'll be talking with our mayor for Mayor Lucas Mondays coming up at 7-Eleven.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:19 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy skies. Right now you're a cloudy and 74 in Grandview. Shade, what's popping?
If you were watching the BET Awards last night, you saw a tribute that was done to our fallen soldiers in the entertainment business. And another name popped up close to the end that a lot of folks didn't know had died. Mm. Rapper Huey, you remember him from Pop, Lock, and Drop It? He was shot and killed in Kinlock, Missouri on Thursday.
Wow.
According to TMZ, cops got a phone call about a 32-year-old male shooting victim who had arrived at a local hospital suffering from at least one gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead shortly after his arrival.
Wow. Rest up, man.
Man, rest in peace. Huey is survived by his 13-year-old daughter. Mm. So Diddy revealed that Shine, his former Bad Boy artist, is running for a seat on the House of Representatives in his home country of Belize.
Wow, congratulations. That's big news right there. That's how you make an impact. Right?
Well, his daddy's the prime minister of Belize.
Yeah.
I went there on a vacation maybe 6 years ago. It was mad dirty there.
Makes us appreciate what we got here.
it was very dirty, and we went to have breakfast at this spot in the hood, but the food was good. They gave us some honey that cleared up acne on my friend's face. I'm not lying. She had a big monster bump, and after we ate that honey, everybody was healed.
The money they can make here with that, huh?
We was trying to get it. They was like, what's the big deal? Like, it tasted so good.
Did you see the picture of Shine?
Yeah, he looks different.
He looks like Mr. Rogers now.
I got a picture of Shine when he came at a radio station I used to work at.
You got a picture with everybody. Send me some of Vince Carter.
Well, you know.
Tyrese.
I've been out here for a long time. But yet I'm staying so young. I don't know how. But yeah. So I guess we'll find out if he wins or not. He should win his daddy the man.
Yeah.
So the baby and Danny Lee, they've gone public. Apparently they supposed to be together now.
He going public. With what?
They in a relationship.
Hey, he got him one right there, boy. She is bad. She beat.
I have to see a picture. I don't know who that is.
You've seen her. Yes, you
doing
have.
What?
In a video, music video. You've seen her. But she fine, though.
Where do you look at me? No,
but okay. I want you to guess what she looks like. Let's play the guess again.
I already know.
What?
No, I don't. We ain't going there. What all of them look like.
She definitely falls in that category.
Tiana Taylor announced that she's going to be closing her Harlem nail salon.
Oh, man.
She's probably got one of the best R&B albums out right now.
With that one song that I still don't know that you wanted to hear last week, you got mad at me about?
No, I didn't get mad. No, I was asking you to play the one with Erica Badu because we were talking about Erica Badu and being her doula. But there's other songs. There's a song with Rick Ross that I really love. I mean...
I downloaded it.
Come back to me. Come back to me. It's her daughter Junie singing the hook.
Go ahead and keep this radio job, please.
If I got my mouth wired shut.
Uh-oh.
And I slim down.
You're doing something with your mouth.
That's all you need is to get in this bikini and you can get out there. It ain't got nothing to do with sounding good. None of that. All you got to do is look good.
Really? That's it? You don't have to sound good at all.
No. You know how many chicks is out here the day of fixing the pitch and doing all this stuff to make it sound right 56. In the studio?
Talking about Queen Naja?
I did not say that. You said that.
I did.
But what I'm saying is all you got to do is look a certain way and you can get out there and get this money.
Maybe some truth in that.
Bryson Tiller graduated from high school over the weekend. He got his diploma from Iroquois High School in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky.
Bougie. Better late than never. Congratulations.
He said, I never thought about going back to school until I started thinking about my goals and how to reach them. Getting my high school diploma was step one. College is 100% next.
Okay. Go to Kentucky then. Try out for the basketball team.
He's talking about academics now, right now. He's not talking about that.
Now, you just talked about people not necessarily sounding that good. He falls in that line. Let's be clear.
But see, he's a man. He don't have to look either way. It doesn't matter with men. You could look like the Loch Ness Monster, and it's all good.
That ain't true, but okay.
You know how weird? Nothing.
What?
No, I'm not going there with you.
All right.
I'm not. What else I want to talk about? Tokyo Jets? Who that?
She's a rap. I think she's from Atlanta and she was under T.I. What's up?
Okay, she contracted a coronavirus, child.
Wow. She's just got in trouble for something, too. People's on her head about something.
That's right, because she said something about,
I forgot what. Oh, about, I think
colorism,
it was about
I think.
It was either that or the looting that was going on.
So she tweeted yesterday, so I cooked crabs yesterday, and all morning I was like, they've been sitting, they finna be so good. Got home and can't even taste bleep. I can taste stuff at the back of my throat, but not on my tongue. All day I've been like, y'all don't smell that bleach? When in reality, no one does, and I can't smell anything. Luckily, we broke my fever under 100, but it was 101.3.
Wow.
Wow.
Hope she gets better, man.
Yeah, be careful, man. This corona still Out here.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Woo, I'm telling y'all, I'm mad this morning. I'm a CNA. They wait to the last minute to want to say do this and do that. Everybody's wet. I get off at 6 o'clock. I don't be getting off now until 6:30, 6:45, almost 7 o'clock, and I be mad. I be ready to go home and get in my bed.
No, that's right.
Done my 8 hours, and I be ready to go.
Do you get paid for them little extra 30, 40 minutes that they put on? Because that can add
not
up at the end of the week.
A penny better not be less. A penny better not be less.
Don't play.
Man, we saluting all of the healthcare workers out there who are really doing some serious work during this time of Corona, girl. So, yeah.
We need you.
Ooh. Well, guess what? They better keep writing them checks, but they better get me up out of there on time.
I know that's right. I tip my 26-inch ponytail to you right now.
Whip it back and forth, Shay.
No, I'm going to tip it. I'm going to pull it off. It's a drawstring.
Oh, man. Thank you for calling up. Have a good one. Be safe.
Y'all have a good day. Bye.
Bye, girl.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
K-State football players say they boycotting all team activities, and two administrators create a policy that would allow a student to be expelled for openly racist, threatening, or disrespectful actions.
Love it. Shout out to those student athletes using their platform for a positive change.
Players announced on Saturday via social media this statement, quote, "We are demanding that Kansas State University put a policy in place that allows a student to be dismissed for displaying openly racist, threatening, or disrespectful actions toward a student or group of students. We have resolved that we cannot play, practice, or meet until these demands are heard and actions taken. We love Kansas State, but we must stand together and protect all students moving forward." This, of course, is in the light of a tweet that a student posted on last week. It said, "Congratulations to George Floyd on being drug-free for an entire month." Of course, George Floyd is dead.
Wow.
And was killed by police officers in the street.
How evil and diabolical do you have to be to say something ignorant like that? Really?
This young man describes himself as the founder of a conservative group called America First Students, which Kansas State says is not currently registered on the campus because of lack of membership.
So, K-State, what do you do when you allow a student like that to enter your campus? Like, what are you saying to your black students?
I don't think it should be a problem with him entering, but you need to be able to curtail those thoughts. You can have whatever thoughts you want to have. This is America, but when you display them out there, I think that's where the issue comes into play.
Let's keep it 100. What if one of those students see him on their campus?
He hasn't taken his Twitter account up. I went and looked him up on Twitter, and he kept it up. One of the faculty members asked him, you know, just go ahead and close your account, fam. And he said no. He's being very staunch about him feeling as though this was a joke and he can say what he wants to say.
You know, there's some things I could deal with, but just with the blatant ignorance, it's like you're trying to incite people.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and I ain't down with that at all. Like, we could have a civil conversation. If you don't agree with George Floyd's lifestyle or what he did, that's cool, but you don't have to disrespect the man while he's dead. God.
We're seeing a lot of players using their platforms to push the agenda of social justice and social reform. You know, famously, the lady on Fox News said, "Shut up and dribble the ball." But we're seeing a lot of young people and professional athletes alike using what they have to voice concern. And I don't think that's a bad thing. You?
Nah, not at all. These players come from our communities. So they've been through this. They know what it's like living in this society, being a black man or a black woman.
And other players as well. It's not just black players that are speaking out right now.
Of course, yes. But they know what we're going through. So I really do applaud them because they have a lot to lose. So it's very commendable.
We may pick this discussion up after Mayor Lucas Monday and see what folks think about players. I remember we kind of brought this topic up maybe a little over a year ago, and there were some people who were saying, shut up and dribble. I wonder if people feel that same way.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian.
You got your mask on.
I can't do this. It sounds funny.
It's mandatory.
In here. We're socially distancing. I got to take this mask off. I'm sorry.
Good morning. It is 7:09 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s, mostly cloudy and 74 right now in KCK.
It's hashtag Mayor Lucas Monday. Get on ya.
Good morning, Mayor Lucas. We got our mask on.
Good morning.
So, of course, the mask requirement in Kansas City is in effect as we speak, and across the border in Wyandotte County, they'll be on tomorrow. Let's talk about what those requirements look like, Mayor.
You know, it's real simple. I saw somebody describe it somewhere. It's not an outdoor requirement, but if you're going inside somewhere where you're going to be close to people, just put your mask on. Let's say you're going into the, you know, whatever, the convenience store, buy a snack. Get out the car, put your mask on, walk in, do your business, come on back out, take your mask off, you know, have your soft drink. That is what the requirement looks like. Our goal is to stop the spread between folks, and our goal is to avoid seeing what's happening in Texas and Florida. We've got a lot of parts of the South where they're having to close down again because cases have gotten out of control.
We're seeing 246 additional cases in our area, and you're going to keep this requirement for the next 2 weeks?
At least. Now, we're going to evaluate kind of as time goes on if it's a requirement to keep going. But for now, I wanted to let people know that, you know, we're going to continue to measure kind of how are we doing. Are we doing particularly as compared to other areas, and are we slowing down the spread? We've got a spike now. Nobody wants to see more of one.
Mayor Lucas, does this go for folks who have disabilities or people who have respiratory conditions? Are they mandated to wear masks as well?
That's a very good question. It does not. And so we have a number of exceptions, all of which would make a lot of sense. One of those is that, if you're actually a minor of any age, it's not required. We certainly encourage minors who can, but that's not a requirement. If you have any type of medical ailments, anything like that, you're not required to. So that's, you know, that's where we are. I hope people can respect that. And this is one of those kind of rules. You know, we all went to school growing up, right? Well, you just like, come on, man, right? When the teacher have to go off on somebody again and again, this is just like, let's just follow the rules. Let's just make things safe for everybody, and we'll be better for everybody long term.
As we're keeping our eye on coronavirus, there's still business of the city that's happening. Last week, Blue Scope did not receive the $2.4 million parking garage deal from the city that they were looking for. You and eight of your colleagues voted no. Why did you decide not to give them this
deal? The deal didn't make any sense. And, you know, and I want to give a shout out to my friend, Dr. Mark Bedell, because he's getting some flack, believe it or not. He wrote a letter last week that talked about how many of our policies in this city, particularly around tax giveaways, support systemic racism, directing money out of our schools like Kansas City Public, Hickman Mills, and two, right, projects like this one. We need to do better with that. And look, there'll be some deals that get through that make sense where we say, well, maybe we'll make so much money off of this new project, it's worthwhile. This wasn't one of them. This was just going to be a pure giveaway of taxpayer dollars, of dollars that would otherwise go to our school children. So it was important to vote it down.
Mayor Lucas, overnight there was a murder of a sleeping child on 63rd and Paseo at the Citadel Apartments. So many of us are concerned about the uptick in violence. This is looking like the most deadly year in history in Kansas City.
Yeah. You know, after a while, you almost don't know what to say. And, you know, one thing I will say is, you know, I blame myself, too. You know, it's funny because the last few weeks, people send me text messages all the time because I give my number out. And they're like, you didn't say something nice about the chief of police. And I'm like, because all of us are failing. I take this on my shoulders. I think the chief does on his. The prosecutor should on hers. This is not right. 92 murders, and it is not July. You know what? Don't even compare to Kansas City. Last year, New York City, where Shea is from, the year before that, had about 250 murders. They have 8 million people in New York City. Right, and they have about 250. We almost have 100 in a city of 500,000, and we're halfway through the year. And, you know, gosh, if you can't have a kid that is able to sleep through the night without something like this, it's crazy. So what is it we got to do? I mean, one of those is there's some people out there that are doing gunplay, and maybe I'll try to appeal to them, or if you know them or something like that, just stop, right? Don't shoot back and forth at people. That's not resolving anything. It is destroying your community. So that's one. The other side we got to do, yeah, we'll continue to try to invest in our social workers, all these programs and everything under the sun. But at a certain point, it's like, come on, people. You know, we've got to be more thoughtful. Even if you're in that game, you got to think about the people getting hurt.
Mayor Lucas, always working hard. Thank you so much for joining us for another Mayor Lucas Mondays. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Stay safe.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Cloudy skies right now. You are cloudy in 76 in Roland Park. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity cancer friends. Andrea Fimbres, singer and former member of Danity Kane. 37.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole Scherzinger, singer and member of the Pussycat Dolls, is 42. Mm-hmm. Charlamagne Tha God, TV host, radio personality, is out here 42.
That's all of your mate.
What?
That was Webby trying to pronounce Charlamagne.
Charlamagne. And Kawhi Leonard, NBA player. Does he play for the Spurs?
Stupid Clippers.
Okay. Why I say the Spurs here?
He used to play with them.
Okay. He's 29.
Ain't updated it. Happy birthday, everybody born on June 29th.
I had a really good night last night. I watched the BET Awards from beginning to end, and I have not done that in I don't know how many years. Mm. I actually liked the virtual offering better than the live because a lot of times they be messing up.
Yeah, they do. Did it end on time?
It did. 10 o'clock on the dot.
See, that's that CBS. I'm telling you. They don't play no games on network TV.
CBS been with them all this time. They've been on it for years.
It wasn't aired on CBS, though. Totally different.
Okay, some big moments during the 2020 BET Awards, of course, was the opening monologue of Amanda Seales. No.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Everyone is posting black squares. Y'all's feeds went from OnlyFans to OnlyFist in like 24 hours. Now, folks always say, all Amanda ever does is talk about race. Well, listen, I would love to talk about regular everyday things, but racism always beats me to it.
I didn't laugh at all. They should have had the laugh track, Brian. The laugh track might have helped because I was sitting there looking at my TV like...
Awkward.
But a lot of people online thought she did a good job. But I didn't laugh not once at none of her jokes. Mm. The Baby teamed up with Roddy Ricch for a performance of Rockstar, which I really enjoyed.
As a juvenile, police pull their guns like they scared of me. And we used to howl. Treat us not as the scary thing. Want anything we good at and we cherish it. Now we all fed up and it was coming back for everything. Rock stars, just watch the news. They burning cop cars.
Big winners of the night included Megan Thee Stallion.
My baby.
She took home the award for Best Female Rap Artist. Lizzo took home Best Female R&B Pop Artist. And Roddy Ricch took home Album of the Year.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wow, congratulations. It is banging, though.
It is.
Yeah,
you know,
I love
I'm a Roddy
album.
Ricch fan.
Yeah, I like Roddy Ricch.
A lot of the, you know, the new cats out, I ain't really been feeling, but I'm feeling him. Yeah. Summer Walker and Usher did a cute little performance. I really enjoyed it. And Usher was out here looking good.
Leave the one I'm with to start a new relationship with you. This is what you do. up, but I'm ringing all the things that come along with you. Make me, you make me.
It's a little flat, but you know, it'll pass.
It was a different presentation. It was more like an acoustic. I don't know if she was really playing a guitar, but she had one.
Did you I didn't watch it, but I'm looking at a picture of Summer Walker, and she totally changed her face. She looks
really?
Like Kim Kardashian mixed with Michelle.
She had on like a Raggedy Ann like wig. I don't know what that was, but I thought she looked good.
Raggedy?
Usher looked good. He sounded good. Lil Wayne performed a tribute to Kobe Bryant, and I'm shocked you didn't watch it.
Black Mamba. The basketball beast, the rap monster, the crossover good, the turnaround jumper, or just drive the lane and dunk on dunkers.
I did see people talk about it.
What'd you think?
I didn't see it, but you know, anything concerning Kobe right now.
What you just heard? What did you think?
Is a soft spot. Nah, that sounded good. I like that. He had a song back in the day called Kobe.
Get out.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Lil Wayne did.
Snoop Dogg's trending on social media over the weekend after he released footage of a studio session with Kanye West. If you remember, he got down on Kanye back in 2018 about his affiliation with Trump. And other Kanye news, he done signed with the Gap Child. He gonna be releasing his Yeezy Gap line.
I think he used to work at Gap.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. He a lot of his fashions when he first came out was Gap inspired.
And Polo.
And Ralph Lauren.
Yep.
As well. You think you gon', you know, you've been slimming down and stuff. You gonna try to squeeze your little tiny self into one of these little Yeezy collections?
Hey, I ain't never been able to fit no clothes inside the Gap. And you know, Kanye, he ain't too fond of bigger sizes.
I'm just
saying,
you might be able to squeeze down into a little 2X or something.
You can only squeeze so much, Shay.
I'm just trying to tell you. I went and got my lashes done last week. And the girl said, oh, girl, you look like you slipping down. I said, nah, these tight jeans sucking everything in.
Oh, Lord.
I could teach you how to put it in there.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Manhattan, Kansas. Kansas State football players say they're going to boycott all team activities until administrators create a policy that would allow students to be expelled for openly racist, threatening, or disrespectful actions. Skylar Thompson, the QB, he's behind this as well.
Gotta love it, man. Everybody coming together to make a difference.
What caused the uproar is one of the students on campus. His name is Jaden McNeil. He tweeted, "Congratulations to George Floyd on being drug-free for an entire month." Of course, George Floyd was a black man that died after a white Minneapolis police officer pressed his neck with his knee for nearly 8 minutes. More than 8 minutes, actually.
You want to make a joke about that?
McNeil describes himself as a mainstream Christian conservative, and he supports Donald Trump.
Of course he does.
Statement from the football players came a day after a couple of Kansas State basketball players and a handful of football players threatened a boycott if the university didn't take action. Summer workouts are expected to resume July 13th.
You know, enough can't be said about these young men. They are sacrificing their future, their livelihoods. We saw Colin Kaepernick get blackballed. And these things are recorded. This is not going to go away for the rest of their lives. So, a tip to the cap to these young men. I love it.
Some people think that the student athletes should stay out of this. You know, we've heard of folks in the past saying, you know, shut up and dribble. That was said to LeBron James and other players who got into social justice issues.
I think we're at a point right now in 2020 where people are a little more understanding, and they're just sacrificing so much, man, because the teams are going to look at this stuff. as a part of their recruitment, as a part of them scouting these players.
What do you think about what the players at K-State are doing?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Over 100 days and the officers that killed Breonna Taylor are still free. As a matter of fact, one of the officers is appealing to get his job back.
Wow.
Hashtag justice for Breonna Taylor. Manhattan, Kansas, students rising up, student athletes. They say, look, we don't appreciate disrespectful talk, openly racist talk, anything that could offend a population of their students. One young man, Jade McNeil, tweeted, congratulations to George Floyd on being drug-free for an entire month. This opened up a deluge of negative press for him. He seems to like it, though. He's a young conservative. He says he's got Christian values. And he said it was just a joke. The football players don't think it's a joke. Basketball players don't either. What are your thoughts on the students getting involved in this conversation?
Man, I agree with you, Brian. I tip my hat to those guys, and really, I believe all hands to be on deck. And I think more of the professional athletes need to take notice and follow, because if even 25% of the professional black athletes all across the board stand up and boycott as well, I guarantee a change will take place, even if it's just for one or two games.
I agree, because these sports owners look at that bottom line, and when they see that bottom line ain't doing what it needs to do or what it has done, they'll make some changes. So I agree
with you. And there's a whole bunch of us in every platform. So if just a good percentage would stand up, I guarantee a change will take place.
All right. Thank you so much for calling up.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We're coming up on 5 years of our friendship slash work relationship.
Hey, September.
Yep. And we've shared a lot of things about our childhood with each other. One such thing you shared with me is that your parents more than once said that they were going to take you to Branson, Missouri.
My daddy, specifically.
And as a shorty, you would be excited and then got disappointed. So, friend, I'm going to grant you your wish. Not this year. Child, bye. Because they've got 11 new cases as of Saturday.
Oh, Lord.
Of COVID-19. They say this is a direct relationship in Branson reopening and letting tourists do their thing.
Coronavirus!
So, in 2021, you and I are going to hop in the ride. We're going to drive to Branson. I'm going to stay at a 5-star. I'm going to get you a 3-star hotel.
Damn! You're about no 3-star?
And we're going to do all that there is to do in Branson. What is there to do there? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Then why did you want to go?
Man, they had some. Is it Silver Dollar City, I think it is?
Oh, okay.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
And they had a couple other water parks and stuff like that. But you know, as a kid, you don't, like, we can be going to McDonald's and we can be happy.
2021, friend.
Yeah, all right, we'll
me,
see
you,
about that.
We're going to Branson.
Who driving? That's the question.
Me. You know, your vehicle stay in triage.
Yeah, but you you stay getting into it with the authority figures, too.
No, I don't.
Yeah, all right.
You heard about this? Cam Newton, free agent. They say he reached a deal with the New England Patriots. What does this mean for our AFC division?
It means that the Patriots ain't going away. Now, Cam has been hurt the past couple of years. And he's lost his last 8 starts, but that was due to him being hurt. But he is still a threat. He's only, what, 30, 31? He's a young man. He can still get it done. Patriots strike again. This is a typical Patriots move, Shay. They get pennies on a dollar for good players. And Cam is no exception.
1-year deal is worth $7.5 million.
Which might seem a little low for a former Super Bowl quarterback.
In 2015, he was the MVP.
16. Hold on, yeah, hold on. No,
it
16.
It was 15.
It was 15?
Mm-hmm.
It was, because that's the year they went to the Super Bowl. You got me. The Patriots aren't going to be as good as they have been, but they're still going to be very competitive. They're still going to be good. They ain't going to beat us. You know what I'm saying? Because we got Pat. But they're still going to be in contention.
NFL looking more interesting by the day.
Yeah, if it happens.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because in a football environment, there are spittles, there's sweat, and sometimes it's blood. It's just too much DNA, various DNA going all over the place. It is. And I just don't see how they will be able to contain this. In training camp, there are like 90 players, not to mention the staff, not to mention the coaches. I don't know how they're going to get this done, Shay.
Call me cynical.
I'm cynical about it.
But I don't think, no. I'm not cynical on the same thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm cynical that they would walk away from this money. Remember when HIV and AIDS
came out?
They ain't stopped jack.
Nah, that's something to be considered.
And they didn't even have all the information about it when it first came out.
Yeah.
And they ain't stopped jack. But that's just me. I don't see billion-dollar entities walking away from money. If they got to make all the players' helmets with a plexiglass faceplate, they're going to do it. If they got to test everybody every day,
they're going to have to do that. They're going to have to test.
If they're going to force them to stay in a hotel quarantine in between, they're going to do that.
Are you going to be there to help take the test for them?
I'm not a healthcare professional. What I got to do with this?
You so confident in it, why don't you just step up and do it?
I'm not a healthcare professional, but if you don't want to use your tickets, I shall take them.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821. Look for highs in the upper 80s today. Mostly cloudy and humid right now. Mostly cloudy and 80 already at the Grandview Triangle. Shade was popping.
Tomorrow on the OWN Network, Oprah will be submitting OWN Spotlight, Oprah and 100 Black Fathers, on her channel. Now, what she's going to be doing is speaking to Black fathers about parenting in the wake of the resurgence of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Ooh.
Of course, sparked by the police killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, how do you describe that to young kids who may not get it all? We need help with that.
In this special, Black fathers will share their personal stories and feelings in this moment and the hope that they have for their families' futures. You can catch it at 10 o'clock tomorrow on OWN. Yep. So B. Simone is facing backlash over some transgender comments that she made back in 2017.
You can't do that in Atlanta.
Girl.
Why not?
Hell
girl.
No,
you can't do that in Atlanta. Swiped up on a...
For real?
Swiped yes, up, yeah. And you won't know until you're in the bedroom with them.
I would know.
I guess you're right. I mean, but I
Atlanta
also
is just a mess.
Yeah. Atlanta, you would have to
Which I have nothing against the LGBT lettuce bacon tomato community. But
really?
I love all y'all. One of my best friends is a but she's honest and open. Like
yeah,
y'all
no, it's
in
the
Atlanta,
DL stuff.
It's the DL stuff that's
with,
the problem.
That is the huge
I would
problem.
Actually go
even
just
say,
like
guys.
Now the like does it yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, it's the DL.
It's the DL.
Yeah,
thing.
It's not a problem at all.
No,
I have
but
friends
it's
who
the ones who are open about
I have friends that are gay. One of my best friends is gay.
When you say
he
what
still has
that?
A right?
Yeah.
No, I thought he's
transgender.
I heard he got a
or trans.
Is he a
see, transsexual.
The internet.
Listen, transgendered means I'm now a man calling myself a woman. Transsexual, I think, means you got the sex change.
Oh. It's
transgender tricky. Is you're a different gender.
That second part you was talking about, Caitlyn Jenner. That first part, really? You gotta add the lettuce, bacon, and tomato part on it.
It's crazy. You know, once you become these influencers, anything that you say is definitely gonna be pulled back up and up for scrutiny.
Yep.
Jada Pinkett Smith and her brother Jaden are reacting to disturbing video of a YouTuber named Shane Dawson. You know who he is?
Nope.
Well, he was pretending to touch himself while looking at a poster of Willow Smith when she was just 11 years old.
Wow.
Absolutely disgusting.
Disgusting, yeah. He offered an apology.
There's literally no excuse. I made a video 6 years ago talking about it, and I gave excuses, and I knew it was wrong, and I knew I never wanted to do it again, but I didn't do the work. I didn't actually look into the history of it and why it's so wrong and why people were so upset. Like, in seriousness, I would never talk about a child in any way that was inappropriate. That is disgusting. That is gross. It is not something I would ever do. It is something I did for shock value or because I thought it was funny or like, oh my God, my child molester character or whatever. It's all gross. And I promise that is not real. That is not me.
A child molester character. You thought that was going to ride? You thought that was going to be cool? And this is in any era.
What history would you need to research to not to do that?
Let me clarify that first. The first set of comments was towards blackface. He did skits on blackface, and he didn't know that that was insensitive to black people.
See, people want to be so famous so bad on this internet, boy.
Hmm.
You willing to say and do anything.
That's exactly what it is, for views, for clicks, for all of that.
And when they drag you. Mm-hmm. By your eyelashes, then you somewhere looking crazy.
Lord, that sounds like it hurt. By the eyelashes. You are violent inside.
I don't know what you're speaking on.
The things that you conjure up and you come up with, oh boy.
I don't know what you're speaking on.
I would hate to be in your dreams. What?
You're not.
Oh, thank you.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Tamitra.
All right, let's see what you got.
You gotta be down, and it gotta be true.
Baby, baby, baby.
Hey.
I got so much love for you.
Ow.
Oh, baby, baby.
Baby, baby, baby.
Baby, 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 baby. Hey.
That was technically inaccurate, but it's okay.
You got entry into that grand prize joint for your shot to get $1,000 in stimulus gift cards, all right?
Thank you.
What station's live, locally lit, mama?
Hot 103 Jam.
Listen now through July 9th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus gift cards.
You better listen and win.
Celebrating 70 years.
I'm the definition of
hip-hop and R&B.
This sounds better right here.
Hot 103 Jams.
That sounds like money, and I need it.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.